Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like, you know there's more to life than just going through the motions, but you're not quite sure how to break free. Well, guess what? You're not alone. That feeling of being limited, of hitting that wall, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a philosophy, an ancient way of thinking, that can help us shatter those limitations and build a life of true growth and resilience? That's where Stoicism comes in, my friends. And today, we're diving deep into how its principles can help you cultivate a growth mindset and become the best version of yourself. Now, before I get ahead of myself, let's talk about what a growth mindset actually is. Think of it like this. It's the belief that your abilities aren't fixed, they can be developed through hard work, learning, and yes, even facing challenges head-on. It's about embracing those hurdles as opportunities to learn and grow, rather than letting them define you. It's a powerful shift in perspective, right? And Stoicism, with its emphasis on virtue, reason, and living in harmony with nature, provides us with the perfect toolkit for cultivating this mindset. So, what are some key takeaways from Stoic teachings that can help us build a growth mindset? First up, focus on what you can control. This is the bedrock of Stoicism. We spend so much time worrying about things outside our control, traffic, other people's opinions. The widow with his Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, said, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." Instead, channel your energy into what you can actually influence: your thoughts, your actions, your responses. Second, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember that feeling when you finally conquer a tough puzzle or ace that presentation. That sense of accomplishment, that's the magic of embracing challenges. The Stoics believe that adversity isn't something to be feared, but rather an essential part of life that allows us to grow stronger and wiser. Third, practice self-reflection. Take time to honestly assess your thoughts, feelings, and actions. What are your triggers? Where do you tend to get stuck? What lessons can you learn from past experiences, both good and bad? Stoics valued introspection as a way to gain clarity and make more conscious choices. Fourth, cultivate a sense of gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment to appreciate the good things in our lives, our health, our loved ones, even a beautiful sunset, can shift our perspective and boost our resilience. Gratitude is like a mental muscle that gets stronger with practice. And finally, remember your interconnectedness. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Stoics believed in the importance of community and contributing to the well-being of others. When we feel connected to something larger than ourselves, our sense of purpose and belonging deepens. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're facing a big presentation where maybe it's your chance to pitch a new idea or share your expertise with a large group. Your stomach is churning, your palms are sweaty, and that voice in your head is saying, "What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not good enough?" Sound familiar? Here's where the Stoic mindset comes in. First, remember you can control your preparation. You've studied the material, practiced your delivery, and got plenty of sleep. Second, see this presentation as an opportunity to learn and grow. Even if it doesn't go perfectly, there will be valuable lessons to take away. Third, focus on your purpose, sharing your knowledge and making a positive impact. Fourth, feel grateful for the chance to speak and contribute. And finally, remember that you're not alone, your colleagues are rooting for you. By applying these Stoic principles, you can turn that feeling of anxiety into a sense of excitement and confidence. You'll be able to approach challenges with a growth mindset, knowing that setbacks are opportunities for learning and that your ability to adapt and grow is what truly defines you. So remember, my friends, Stoicism isn't just about ancient philosophy, it's a practical toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of modern life. By embracing its principles, you can cultivate a growth mindset, unlock your potential, and build a life of strength, wisdom, and courage. Go out there and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, and let me know what resonates with you on social media. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.